Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Drilled to left field. Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone. It's Will Smith in game seven. And in the 11th inning of game seven, the Dodgers lead for the first time.
That was Fox with the calls as the Dodgers come back and win game seven in 11 innings, win the World Series in seven. Before we get into it, 410-583-1057, you win two tickets to 5 Seconds of Summer. That's June 7th at CFG Bank Arena, which is where we are right now, getting ready for this awesome doubleheader of basketball, Maryland Coppin, then Towson Loyola. Tonight, you can hear the Maryland game starting at 5:30 here on the Fan. But 410-583-1057, two tickets to 5 Seconds of Summer, June 7th, CFG Bank Arena. So, the Blue Jays got a 3-0 lead on the Bobichet homer. They were up 4-1 heading into the eighth. The Dodgers get a run in the eighth to make it 4-2-3 and then 4-4 in the ninth. Miguel Rojas, first home run ever, or first home run this season against a right-handed pitcher. Then Will Smith hits the home run. The Blue Jays left over 20 guys on base the last two games. They could not get a run home. And I feel like this is going to be a lot of sleepless nights for Blue Jays. But congratulations to Yamamoto and the Dodgers. Yamamoto never going to have to pay for a beer again.
I mean, how about the two plays at home? One, Smith's foot just fractionally barely.
How about
on
IKF
that plate?
Not getting very far off that base?
Yeah, not a secondary lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Blue Jays base running was a problem the whole series. Otani pitching on fumes. I mean, this is a guy who used to pitch once a week in Japan. Now he's pitching on like one day's rest. You've got the situation with Yamamoto and others.
But the flip side, he pitched with no rest and was great.
Yamamoto.
All these guys coming out with basically no rest. It was all hands on deck. And then, yeah, Rojas and how about Roberts in the era of analytics playing a hunch, wanting Rojas for energy, wanting Rojas for defense, wanting Rojas for a little bit of clutch ability. And then they win both games in Toronto with Rojas in the lineup, and he saves the season with the home run. I mean, even Yusavage, what he did coming out of the pen again. I mean, it was an epic series. There's no two ways about it.
How about playing hunches, Jason? He brings Páez in
right
before the play because Edmund, because he doesn't catch that ball.
No. And he catches the ball despite running over Kiki, which he had to do in order to catch the ball. Yeah, I mean, the ball being stuck in the wall the night before, it's just an absolutely bonkers series. I wonder, you know, how much of a hangover, layover, whatever, after effect there's going to be for the Blue Jays. Does that home run make them now go gaga to keep Bichette? I mean, if they'd won the series, maybe. How banged up is Springer? Does he go into the offseason compromise? Does he go into the regular season compromise? Was that the last best run we're going to see from him? Because the season before, it looked like he was already
done.
Cooked.
Yeah. How about Vlad, man? He missed a homer.
Dude, how about Ernie Clement just getting a hit every time he's up? Like, are you kidding me? That's Ernie Clement. Anybody can have him on waivers
in the postseason
numerous times. Like, that's not happening again. And look, for people saying the Dodgers bought a World Series, stop. These teams all have billionaire owners. Like,
it's not like the Blue Jays don't spend money.
The thing that pisses me off the most with that, because MLB, you know, they're just using this as more ammo for the sour cow, back-to-back. They bought it, you know, and 13 months from now there will be a lockout. But How about the owners that don't spend money? Like, how about you get mad at them, the Marlins for a $70 million payroll, the Pirates for an $80 million payroll? Like, those should piss you off more than the Dodgers and owners that want to actually win.
Yeah, but let's remind people, the Blue Jays aren't the little sisters of the world.
They were fifth
miracle.
In payroll.
Yeah, like they gave Vlad Guerrero $500 million. Like, they gave a big contract to George Springer.
They were legitimately in on Ohtani while most of the league pretended the greatest player in the history of the sport wasn't available.
Yeah, like, they were supposed to be on a plane.
It's an indictment of what others could do, not what the Dodgers do. It's the fact that, how did the league let them become the haven for all these Japanese players?
Yeah.
I mean.
And by the way, the Dodgers
now,
make
good
millions.
Good luck stopping them from getting any Japanese players. Because why wouldn't you want to come over here and win a World Series with Sasaki and Ohtani and Yamamoto?
And they make all their money back on Japanese advertising.
Of course.
They're like, they've made the Dodgers, it's marketing 101. They made a fortune marketing in Japan with all these players.
Well, and let's also be real. Ohtani came for crazy deferred money. That tells you that his market wasn't what it should have been.
Yeah. Well,
so
he got $700 million. Though,
it's a pox on everybody else's.
he got $700 million.
He did well.
He's still going to get the $700 million.
He's going to get it over time. He can't spend what he doesn't have now.
But that because he's making up for it in his endorsement money. I'm not feeling sorry for Shohei Ohtani. He's going to get his $700 million.
There's a first baseman making $500 million.
I hear you.
Who doesn't pitch and didn't really become a first baseman until this year. Was a DH until this year.
But my point is, he's still getting the money. He's getting $700 million.
I would say $700 million is a steal for him, and so would the L.A. Dodgers. And especially when the Dodgers...
That's a different argument.
Let me ask you this. When they're paying him $1 million and selling $1 billion worth of jerseys worldwide, you don't think that's a pretty good deal for them?
It's a great deal, but
and the rest of the league let it happen.
No, but my point is I don't feel sorry for Shohei Ohtani.
No,
that was
about,
what you said.
This is about what other teams could have done to prevent it. Yeah. If somebody gave him the $700 million in real time, he's taking it over 30 years.
Yeah.
It's a pox on what these other billionaire losers who don't really want to win. They just want to finish in fifth place or seventh
place. But weren't there stories out there that was his choice so they could spend it elsewhere, that he decided to take the deferred money because he wanted them to be able to spend elsewhere?
Do I think he would have done that in Chicago? No. Was Chicago even trying to sign him?
No. They were not.
Could the Ricketts family do it, who also own their own network and are in one of the biggest cities in the world?
They could.
And have guaranteed sellouts even when
every
the team
day.
Stinks?
Yes.
No, they could have. They weren't there, which allowed the Dodgers not to have to negotiate against that, to say, hey, let's try it this way. Yeah. And what was his plan B?
Toronto.
Right? The Mets were already doing their thing with Soto. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Toronto.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, the Dodgers won fair and square. Good on the Dodgers. And Major League Baseball doesn't have a player problem. They've got greater players than they ever had in the history of the game. They got an owner problem. And the owners can't figure out how to share the wealth. And the owners can't figure out what makes sense for them. And not enough owners really want to win. That's the biggest problem with the competitive disparity in Major League Baseball. It's to Bone's point. Some guys can run their business at $50 million, and somebody else can be willing to run it at $350 million. And they don't seem to mind.
And by the way, it seems like, as Bone pointed out, that we are headed for a lockout after next season.
It certainly seems that way.
So that's fun.
Yeah, and it would be so baseball after drawing one of the biggest viewerships in a World Series game in quite some time and substantially more than the NBA Finals, and then to have a work stoppage, that would be on brand.
Baseball news, Tyler O'Neill picked up his option, so he's here for two more years, and the Orioles allegedly have declined the option on Jorge Mateo. So there's one guy's back, one guy's not.
The O'Neill contract was horrible in real time. It was overblown. It was unnecessary. And like our buddy Jim Bowden said, you better hope he takes the opt-out. Yeah.
But now he's a friend of JLC. So
he is.
Yeah. You always have
Said he's the nicest guy in the world.
Yes.
I don't know about that. He was the nicest guy around the batting cage.
Kids like him.
He was a good dude.
Now you got two more years of that.
Well, we'll see. Got one more year. And then if this thing goes how I think it's going to go, maybe they will blow everybody up and start over. And a real GM wouldn't be saddled by
he's
that
the team
contract.
President now. So.
No, I'm saying if they got a real GM, if they fired him and got a real GM, he would move Tyler O'Neill.
Instead, they promoted him.
Yep.
In secret.
That happened.
Yeah, it did happen. We should get some news on from Craig Albernaz, who speaks to the media tomorrow. We'll hear more about what he's planning with this team. But coming up next, we get back to the Ravens, and they start prepping in earnest for the Vikings on Wednesday when they're back on the practice field. But what about this Ravens run game? They got Ricard back. They had Lamar back. Still problems running the ball. Our thoughts next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.